right, this is Rory Flynn here on a Lawrence.com podcast. I'm sitting in the studio here with Aeolian. They recently just came out with a new album titled Fighting a Future Meltdown. I am now sitting here with Bill Heinen, John Thomason, and Mike Faltus. Go ahead and get started. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well.
Great.
Great.
Excellent.
All right, so you guys got a new album out. You guys kind of excited about that?
Yeah. Sure, man.
Of course.
Pretty proud of the record.
Very proud of it.
Fantastic. First off, how would you say your new album, Fighting a Future Meltdown, is different than your last, which was Wolfman Safari? I bet that was 2004. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
So
this one's being sold.
Yeah.
This one was released. We only gave Wolfman Safari out to the people that were in attendance at the CD release show. That's about as far as it made it.
Yeah.
We went through some drummer changes, but this one we actually wrote songs with our producer Chris Cosgrove, who did an awesome job at Black Lodge Studios.
Who's the man?
Absolutely. Yeah, I've heard Black Lodge does a really professional job. I'm sure that was nice working with them.
Oh, yeah.
So how long have you three been working together?
Been playing since 2003.
Yeah.
Yep.
3 years ish.
Mm-hmm. Just kind of writing songs. It started off on acoustic, and I wanted Mike to join my band, Cripple Fight, at the time, and he wouldn't go for that, so we started Aeolian. That sound about right, Mike?
It definitely sounds about right.
Cool. Very cool. And you guys all formed here in Lawrence, correct?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Great.
We're going to school at the same time.
Fantastic, fantastic. Now, your drummer is not here currently, but...
No, he's in school right now.
All right. He's obviously a crucial part of your band as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right now I'm going to go ahead and get into a couple tracks we'd like to highlight. Of course, now we are listening to their album, which once again is titled Fighting Future Meltdown. We're going to go ahead and check out track 3, which is titled Song That Broke. So we'll go ahead and highlight that one right now here. Now, Bill, you write all the lyrics for you guys, is that correct?
Yeah.
Was there any particular inspiration behind that last track?
That track was actually about us losing our second drummer, Ryan Magnuson, and just kind of, I don't know, we were frustrated at the time. I was frustrated at the time about a lot of things, and it kind of built up into kind of an angry song. I guess, at the time. Everything's perfectly cool now. We're all good. Everybody's good friends.
I understand. Very cool. So you guys have a couple shows coming up. You got one this Saturday at the Bottleneck.
Yeah,
that's correct.
Saturday at the Bottleneck with Ryan Magnuson's band, Kettled and Crude.
Exactly.
Yeah, it'll be a good time.
Fantastic. So what would you say your influences are coming
Everybody needs to answer that one.
John. Why don't you go ahead, John?
My favorite band ever is Radiohead. I used to listen to them all the time. Built to Spill, listen to a lot of classic rock.
I think Built to Spill is actually coming to town.
Really?
Near future. I believe I saw that.
Awesome.
I'm sure you can look forward to that.
Dinosaur Jr. is coming too.
Hell yeah.
It's going to be a good one
for sure.
Fantastic. Lawrence has always got it going on.
Definitely true.
Awesome. Yeah. How about you, Mike?
I was always a metalhead. Pretty much metal, anything I was okay with. Anything that had good guitars,
so
it worked for me.
Cool. So that kind of comes out in your lead guitar style.
I think definitely that is true.
Cool.
Absolutely.
So for me, probably the Pixies, at least in terms of lyrics and just kind of offbeat rhythms and trying to do different chord structures, weird stuff. I like the Pixies a lot. I don't know, alternative rock in general.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So in addition to the Bottleneck show this Saturday, you guys will also be playing out at Wakarusa Festival. That's probably something you guys are very excited for, considering the new recent headlines off that. I recently heard the Flaming Lips are playing that.
Yeah, they'll be playing Saturday. That's going to be really good.
Amazing.
It's going to probably be the best part of Wakarusa for us, at least for me.
Yeah, so that's got to be exciting. You know, people that are going there to see acts like that, to also be able to catch you guys.
That's a cool
sure.
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think generally just really pumped to be part of something that big.
Yeah.
We're playing it's something like a breakfast rock or something like that. Breakfast crunch, I don't know. But
crunch berries.
It's supposed to, I don't know what it is, but it's some kind of Sunday morning rockathon as opposed to just all jam music.
Yeah, so cool.
It should be something different that maybe people who normally wouldn't hear that kind of music or normally wouldn't go to Replay or Jackpot would actually be able to hear.
Absolutely. The diversity of the festival this year is very evident as opposed to past years. You know, you guys will be able to go ahead and get some more diversity in the festival. Well, that's always a plus. Mm-hmm. All right. So one of the other tracks on this album features another band member from a band which basically you guys have worked with him before, and that's Cameron Hawk.
Yeah.
And he's from Dead Girls Ruin Everything.
Mm-hmm.
He was on your last album, is that right?
Yeah, he did all background vocals on Wolfman's Fire. I think he did every single song.
Every song, yeah.
We brought him into the studio and fed him whiskey, and he sang on every song, and it was great.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So how did that collaboration work out? How did you guys come to working together?
He's our friend. He's been our friend for a while. And I met him when interviewing him for J-Play, actually, and then
interesting.
We became friends, and he has an awesome voice, so needed him to add it to
the record. He's a hell of a musician, for sure.
Yeah,
great.
Really, anything he can play,
and
anything he can sing.
Great.
And a hell of a guy, too.
All right, well, we're going to go ahead and highlight another one of the tracks off of your recent album, and that track would be titled We Have a History, so we're going to go ahead and check that one out.
This is a good one.
A good one, huh?
A good one.
We'll go ahead and listen to that right now.
Yeah.
heard it. That was track 4 off of their latest, titled We Have a History. Anything in particular you'd like to mention about that track? Any special influence?
It's about Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, the movie.
Interesting.
I really love that movie. Wrote a song about it.
Just particularly inspired you?
Yeah, I just really liked it. Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was a well done movie. It was really different from a lot of other movies. Beautiful love story. It's a beautiful love story.
Yeah.
I'm a softie, I guess.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Beautiful film. Well, basically, we're going to go ahead and wrap things up here. But one more thing. You guys can pick up your latest album, which we definitely enjoyed here. Fighting a Future Meltdown. You can pick that up around town, correct? Where about can you pick that up at?
You can pick that up at Keefe's and at Love Garden, and hopefully once our website is up within the next month or so, you'll be available to get it from there and from cdbaby.com.
Fantastic. Well, guys, thanks a lot for stopping by. Appreciate it.
We love Lawrence.com.
Alrighty. Well, that's going to wrap things up. Aeolian, latest album, Fighting a Future Meltdown. Thanks for tuning in to Lawrence.com podcast, and this is Rory Flynn wrapping things up.